Hey, hey, hello again, don't tickle me. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick. I'm tickled to be on the radio because this is a special program. It's called We Kids, Christ-centered, Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. The reason We Kids is on the air is to point little people to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are few things, there are no things that are more important than that, as a matter of fact. CJ, how are you doing? Nice to have you listening, along with Curtis, Allison, and Carrie. Over here, greetings to Wesley. 10 years old is not too old to be listening to We Kids, and I'm glad that you're listening. Turn the radio up just a little bit, Wesley. Brandon, likewise. At a big 9, you're not too old to listen to We Kids either, Brandon. So, oh, you like to. And you like to march? Well, this is the right program. Alaya, greetings to you. And I have pictures here. Caleb, Judah, Luke, and Axa. What a wonderful family picture here, along with Mama and Papa. And hi, Grandpa Al and Grandma Beverly, also. And speaking of family pictures, Naomi, Philip, Rachel, and Nathan. I have this one here from you. Looks like you're sitting on a log out in the woods or something. Kind of nice. And finally, Mom, thank you very much for sending in pictures of Isabella, Vela, and Krista. These smiling pictures of your girls warm my heart. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids! Now, in 5 days, God filled the earth with plants, animals, birds, and fish. But on the 6th day, He created something very special. What was that something very special? Well, it looked a lot like, he looked a lot like you and me. Learn more about this in the next few minutes. You're listening to Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for little people. We Kids! Yes, and even Mr. Nick here is a kid in God's kingdom. And that means that I can tell other kids about being a child of the King. Youngster, there is nothing more important than loving God and living for Him and being a member of His family. That's the most important thing in life. And that's why I say it again and again and again. You have to know God. You must know God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Well, why do you need rest? Well, it has to do with that terrible sin problem. All of us are sinners, the Bible says. We're stuck in this stuff. But it's possible to turn from that, to receive God's wonderful gift of heart cleansing and new life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the punishment, who paid the penalty for our sin, which is death. He died on the cross in our place. So very important, youngster. And that's the good news of the gospel and the good news of we kids here. It is great to have you along for Bible-based We Kids.
The Bible is God's book, so take a look.
Matthew 11:28 it was.
The Bible is God's book, so take a look. If you had just one book to read, this would be the one you'd need. The Bible is God's book, so take a look.
That's exactly what we're doing here.
The Bible is God's word, have you heard?
The Word of God, the Bible, is so very important. It tells us everything we need to know about Him. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids, and yes, we're moving on from a song about the Bible to Bible time. And today, God creates people. This is so very important to remember that you're not just evolved from some swamp soup somewhere. Youngster, you are lovingly made in the image of God. This is based on the first and second chapters of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. In 5 days, God filled the earth with plants, animals, birds, and fish. But on the sixth day, He created something very special. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Let them rule over the cattle, over all the earth, and over all the small crawling animals on the earth." So God created human beings in His image. In the image of God, He created them. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said, "Have many children and grow in number. Fill the earth and be its master. Rule over the fish in the sea and over the birds in the sky. Rule over every living thing that moves on the earth." God said, "Look, I've given you all the plants that have grain for seeds, and I have given you all the trees whose fruits have seeds in them. They will be food for you. I have given all the green plants to all the animals to eat. They will be food for every wild animal, every bird of the air, and every small crawling animal." And it happened. God looked at everything He had made, and it was very good. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the sixth day. So the sky, the earth, and all that filled them were finished. By the seventh day, God finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day. He made it holy because on that day he rested. He rested from all the work he had done in creating the world. Then the Lord God planted a garden in the east in a place called Eden. He put the man he had formed in that garden. The Lord God caused every beautiful tree and every tree that was good for food to grow out of the ground. In the middle of the garden, God put the tree of life, and he put there the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to care for it and work it. The Lord God commanded him, "You may eat the fruit from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you ever eat fruit from that tree, you will die." Oh boy, and what happens? We will see. Meanwhile, here's a good verse to remember. Genesis 1:27 from the Word of God says, "God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." You are unique, you are special, and you are loved. In fact, are you ready for a radio hug here? Okay. I'm serious at the end of the program when I say, God loves you and I love you too. You're a special kid, youngster. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now... it's time for our wonderful We Kids March, and I need some March leaders here. CJ, I'm thinking about you, kiddo, youngest of Curtis, Allison, and Carrie. CJ, would you like to be march leader? All right, you're picked. Catherine, would you like to be march leader ahead of Elizabeth in this household? Looks like we're picking the youngest ones today, at least in these two families. Catherine, you're march leader over here. To change that, Chelsea, who is the oldest, ahead of Aubrey. Yes, hi, girls. Chelsea, you get to be march leader over here. And Liam, you like listening to We Kids with your little brother and little sister? And you like marching, too? Well, Liam, I want you to be march leader. Can you handle this? Yes, you can. And finally, Nathan, I'm putting you ahead of Kaylee and Joshua in this happy household over here. Mama, Papa, help me with this, please. If I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. And you know the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March, don't you? Particularly the one about watching out for the trombone players, like these guys, during our, let's go for it, our wonderful Wee Kids March! And they're off! No running, please, Wesley. CJ, put those feet in time with the music, please. Well, you're little, but you're supposed to be a good example. You're the march leader, CJ. Curtis, Allison, Carrie, behind little CJ, please. In our wonderful Wee Kids March, here comes Taylor. Angelica, Isaac, Hannah, Jeremiah, good marching in this thing. Here comes Faith and Grace and Hope. Love these biblical names, Mama. Watch out for the trombone players now. They're getting a little bit out of hand sometimes here. Amelia, Olivia, good marching. Here comes Elizabeth. Never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Catherine, good march leading, dear. Naomi, Philip, Rachel, Nathan, excellent marching. Here come the Sea Kids, Carol and Caleb. All right, let's turn it around now to the rear. March other direction, please, Lexi. Ray, turn it around. Here comes Brandon. Look at this happy herd here. Andrew, Joseph, Evan, Stephen, Timothy. Mars and Sydney, nice marching over here. Here comes Isabella. Bela, Krista. Excellent marching, girls. And Mama and Papa, too. Nathan goes marching by. Alia, nice marching. Nicholas, don't worry about the schoolwork now. Just keep it marching all the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hi, Trey and Kylie. Brant and Bryson. Grandpa and Grandma. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Kim, Danae, Keith, Micah. Excellent marching. Never too old to do this. Kaylee, Joshua, Nathan, you're an excellent marcher in this thing. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. And you may be seated.
When Jesus walked upon the earth 2,000 years ago, he washed the feet of fishermen and helped the sick and poor. He said, do unto others what you like done to you. And Jesus showed us how to live according to the rule. Do to others, that's the golden rule. Unto sisters, unto brothers, unto fathers, unto mothers, like they should do to you. One day when Jesus and his friends were ready for a rest, the people came to find him 'cause they wanted to be blessed. He said, do unto others what you like done to you. Then he took some bread and fish and fed the hungry multitude. Do to others, that's the golden rule.
Unto sisters,
unto brothers,
unto fathers,
unto mothers,
like they should do to you. The rule is gold because it costs so much to break. Its value can be measured by the friendships that you make. He said, do unto others what you like done to you. 'Cause a heart as pure as gold would never disobey the rule.
Do to others, that's the golden rule.
Unto sisters,
unto brothers,
unto fathers,
unto mothers,
like they should do to you.
Matthew 7:12 put into music, and when I say we kids is Bible-based, I am not kidding. Mr. Nick here.
Psalm 107, verses 1 and 8. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds.
wonderful deeds. Give thanks to the Lord. He is good, He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks for He is good.
Lord, thank you for my parents. Thank you for my sisters, Lord. Lord, thank you for your love.
Jesus, thank you for answering my prayers.
Father, I thank you for my friends.
God, I thank you for my home.
Thank you for my goldfish.
Lord, thank you for my church.
Thank you for dying on the cross for us, Jesus.
Lord, thank you that even when things look bad, you're still good.
For His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds, give thanks to the Lord. He is good, He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks, for He is good. Give thanks, for He is good.
Thank you so much, Steve Green and kids. Another couple of good verses to remember. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 8. Did you know that some people worship gods made from wood? Don't you do that?
Some people chop up cedar wood, then do strange things I've never understood. With half of the wood they cook their food, and with half they make a god. Cedar wood, how could it ever possibly be good? If the tree could think, it would have found a way you couldn't chop it down. Just one God is seen. He made the world and all we see, greater than a tree. So thank you for your worship wood. Some people paint a picture fair, then just as if the picture cares, they tell it everything they want, then before it humbly bow. Worship a picture fair on paper you can easily tear. If it had any power at all, it would climb right off the wall. Just one God is seen. He made the world and all we see, greater far than these. So thank you for your worship, a statue or a picture or anything else but Him.
We Kids Music, based on Isaiah chapter 44. Kiddo, worship the living God of the Bible only. Well, we've had lots of Bible verses in the past few minutes or so. Remember Matthew 7:12 about the golden rule? And Matthew 11:28, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Only Jesus can do that. And remember Bible time about God creating people? Genesis 1:27. The Bible says God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Youngster, you are handmade by God. Very special and loved by Him. Don't you ever forget that. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. A wonderful time of gathering the kids in the radio and internet neighborhoods together to rejoice in the Lord. And to enjoy each other, too. Oh, Nikki, that kid is amazing. And speaking about amazing, what is this? This is not what I think it is. It looks like a helicopter coming in with a rope hanging from it. Down a little bit. Over this way. A little bit more. Down this way. Over this. I've got it. Remember, kiddo, God loves you.